Like I said, I've been feeling persecution. It's coming through as anxiety. It's coming through as anger. It's coming through as offense. It's coming through in ways that I do not want to act. And I think only until this morning, I realized that it's the tempter. It's the accuser. The Lord, or the Bible has a lot of names for Satan. His name's no longer Lucifer. People try to say Lucifer. That's not his name anymore. He lost that name when he fell. But you should have gotten a copy of this sermon, and it's more of a public service announcement or a church service announcement. I'll be reading more than normal. I have a lot of things written, as you may have seen. And I want you to think about something as we progress through this church service announcement. Here's a few things to get rolling that are not on your paper. And this is going to sound crazy. This may offend you. I did not bring or write this to sound crazy, and I didn't bring or write this to offend you this morning. If you're offended, be offended at the Word of God and be offended at God. And you can come to me and talk to me about being offended. That's fine. Let's reason through it. Don't leave. Don't walk out. That's the tempter. That's the accuser. This will sound crazy. Aliens are real. UFOs are real. Fairies are real. Paranormal activity is real. Psychic abilities are real. Cryptids like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster are real. I told you it's going to sound crazy. Alternative dimensions are real. Spirits are real. Demons are real. The spiritual realm is very real. All of this stuff is part of the darkness, the distraction, the abilities of Satan to hold some captive, to seduce others, to empower the few, to rule others and distract and draw away God's people. It's not an alien. It's not Bigfoot. It's not somebody with psychic abilities or somebody that can read your mind or see your future. It's Satan. He hates you. He wants you away. He hates you're in here this morning. He hates that I'm talking about this morning. The tools and deception, manipulation. The tools are deception, manipulation, and fear. Why does somebody go to a medium or a psychic? Because they're afraid. They don't know what their future is and they want to know. They're afraid. Why does somebody get locked up in the occult? Because they are afraid, because they're controlled, they're deceived into thinking that these things are going to add to their life when all it's doing is taking away, lost or saved. You can be in influenced by these things, wrapped up in these things. If you're saved, shame on you. If you're lost, you're becoming more lost, more drawn away by these things because of the way that they can have a hold on you, way you can have your trust built up in these things. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Put your trust in the Word of God. You don't need these things. If you've done these things, repent and come back to Jesus. Repent. It's easy. Repentance is hard because we make it hard. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. All this stuff is to defame God and to add to their own sinful kingdom of darkness. First, I'm having trouble getting there. I should not talk. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, the Bible tells us, abstain from all appearances of evil. Did you catch the word? All. All. Oh, that's just Paul talking. He doesn't really mean anything about that. No, he does. If it appears to be evil, we shouldn't be doing it. We shouldn't be involved in it. That we should have no part of it. We should shun it. From the Church of Satan. I got on their website. I know. Why would I do that? Because I wanted to share something with you. Halloween is traditionally a time when the obscure portal into the realms of darkness, death, the supernatural is thrown open. Demons and spirits have free reign for one night. I want to be involved in that. Why would you want to be involved with something like that? Cavorting, enticing us into their revels and revealing glimpses into the future. Why do you need to know the future? Demons don't know the future. They don't know your future. It's a lie from the father of lies. It gives even the most mundane people the opportunity to taste wickedness for one night. Oh, it's just one night, Brother Luke. Just one night. Oh, okay, let's keep going. It's not just one night. You're exposing yourself to this hidden realm of darkness and sin. Unless you've read it all the way through, just hold on. They have a chance to dance with the devil. These mundane people. Oh, you're just mundane. You have a chance to dance with the devil. Isn't that exciting? Either stumbling, teetering, and nervous in the arms of the Black Prince. Oh, it's just a kid's holiday. It's innocent. They're just going door to door. Or boldly, ravenously, sharing in the sensual excess and fright of others on this magical, unholy night. They call it unholy. They know it's unholy. They know what they're doing. They're not ignorant to their devices. They know exactly what they're doing. Now birth and death have, for me, become inextricably interwoven this day. Death and birth together, same thing. It's all one. I remember when my daughter Anna was young, they knocked on our door. We opened the door, and this girl scared Anna. Scared her. And Lonnie's like, oh, who are you? What are you dressed up to be? She says, a dead cheerleader. What? And mom's right there. Yeah, she's a dead cheerleader. It's not funny. It's not fun. The world is okay with this stuff. The world's like, yep, let's promote this stuff. It should not be promoted, especially from God's people. Especially from God's people. A quote from their homepage. You go to their homepage, the Church of Satan. This is on their homepage. Yes, demons have indeed provided a crystalline future vision into the future. To me, this most unhallowed night, I see the firelight flickering wildly in my son's eyes as he dances happily in his pirate costume. I see the young monsters and witches and vampires loosed in our streets, never to be shackled again. That's disgusting. That they're talking about kids. Children. I see reason and science and fantasy blasting away the dull lethargy of defunct philosophies. They're saying philosophies, especially your religion, especially that Bible. It says, what is it? Blasting away. I see Satanists all over the world meeting in small groups in this night of Halloweenies 500 years hence to raise a glass to the infernal hosts, the revolutionaries, myth makers, infidels, and reprobates, and to Anton Lavely, long live our high priest, hail Satan. They say, oh, we don't really believe in Satan. We don't really believe in Satan. Why would you hail somebody that you don't believe in? That doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, they do. They're highly influenced, and they want to influence you. It's okay. It's fine. It's candy. It's for the kids. Okay. 2 Peter chapter 2. I already bit my tongue, by the way. I bit my tongue. I'm telling you, the accuser wants nothing to do with this. I'm not making that stuff up about what's been happening to me this week. I'm very serious. I'm like shaking up here. Let's see. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. If you don't know this 2 Peter, it's pretty good. Read it. Read the whole thing. It's like a giant rebuke against this kind of stuff. Verse 10, but chiefly among them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government or authority, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. But these people, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, like the Bible, and shall utterly perish in their corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that can count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. How are they feasting with you? Because you're feasting with them. You're having fun with them. It's just fun. Halloween's not fun. Satanism's not fun. This stuff's not a joke. I went trick-or-treating when I was a kid. I took my kid trick-or-treating. I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty. Standing before you, guilty. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. They're beguiling unstable souls or people that aren't really rooted and grounded on Jesus Christ. That's instability at its finest. Just get grounded in Jesus, no longer unstable. Unstable, they're going to beguile you, just like Eve was beguiled. In perfection, by the way. Eve was perfect. She'd never even known. She didn't know the word sin. He still beguiled her. Why? Because her foundation was unstable, as it says right here, verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Loved the wages of unrighteousness. Look at all this candy I got. Look at all the candy. What's the wage of unrighteousness on that night? When I was a kid, it was only kids. Now you got like adults. We have had adults knock on our door. Wanting candy. You want my candy? You want candy? Really? Grow up. Get off your unstable ways and come to Jesus, where the truth is, where love is, where happiness is, not the black prince, the magical unholy night. Birth and death have for me become inextricably interwoven on this day. What? Don't we want love and peace? This is not love and peace. 16, but was rebuked for iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, of whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh and through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome of, the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Do you see what I'm trying to put together here for you? The Word of God explicitly says, don't be part of this. It's evil. Things that are associated with Halloween, this is not a joke, child sacrifice. You know, child sex trafficking? A lot of them are sacrificed on this night. They're of no use to them anymore. So they're going to sacrifice them to Balaam, Balak, Molech, all these other gods. They are going back to these gods that were in the Bible that long ago, 4,000 years ago. Oh, yeah. They're new. Think about how many things that you know of where they have horns. Horns. That's Satanism. That's a sign of Satan. Devil worship. Literal devil worship. Witchcraft. Not dressing up like a witch in a pointy black hat, but acting, but like casting spells on people. Sexual immorality. But that's every day. Yeah. Well, get caught up in this devil worship, this holiday of sin and blackness. Maybe you weren't promiscuous. Now you are. You could be. You could be caught up in it. Role reversal, men and women, role reversal. That Wiccanism. That's what that is, right? I don't know if you understand this. It directly goes against God's pattern and plan. The occult. Well, what's the occult, Brother Luke? We'll get to that. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy, and all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. The one thing I want to take a second. Sober, don't we think of that? We kind of have that associated with drugs and alcohol, right? Oh, I'm sober. I've been sober for a while. Yeah, right? This is not just talking about that. Any sort of influence on your mind, any, that's what it's talking about. Don't have anything to do with it. Don't have anything to do with it. Because then it corrupts your mind and you think these things. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's just fun. It's fun. Would you watch a movie about kidnapping kids and stealing their souls? So you can stay young forever. In the movie, they talk about casting spells. It stars some pretty good stars. You'll know these names: Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and it's aimed towards kids. It's called Hocus Pocus. Well, it's a fun movie. It's fun. Stealing kids' souls is not fun. How is that entertaining? Go ahead, kids, sit in front of this show that's literally about witches, which is definitely forbidden in scripture. Have fun. It's just fun. It's not fun. Halloween, so now we're going to get really into it. It's Halloween. It's Halloween this week. It's great. That's great. Halloween originated from an ancient Celtic festival, Samhain, which marked the end of the harvest and the new year. That's innocent, right? That's so cool, man. They were there. They were just celebrating the end of the harvest and new year. We do that today, don't we? The modern holiday blends this pagan tradition with the Christian observance of All Saints Day, and evolved from practices like dressing in costumes to ward off spirits, carving turnips into jack-o'-lanterns, and frighten away evil spirits. In America, it developed into a community-based tradition, or trick-or-treating, which became commercialized in the 20th century. Samhain was a threshold festival when the boundary between this world and the other world blurred, making contact with Ishi, spirits or fairies. Well, that's cool, man. Spirits and fairies. Those are demons. Those are demons. The Bible don't talk about that kind of stuff without mentioning the evil and blackness of this world. It's demons. You want to play around with demons? I don't want to do that with you. I don't want to do that with you. Most scholars see them as remnants of what? Pagan gods. No. They are pagan gods, not remnants. They are pagan gods. At Samhain, Ishi were appeased with offerings of food and drink to ensure the people and livestock survived for the winter. I want to put my trust in a spirit or a fairy. That sounds dumb. That just sounds dumb. The souls of dead kin were also thought to revisit their homes, seeking hospitality, and a place was set at the table for them during a meal. If you've ever experienced a loved one visiting you, like a ghost or a spirit, I'll tell you right now, that's a demon. 100%. No doubt in my mind, no doubt in the Bible's mind. It is not them. It is not, let me say it, not them. Even if they wanted to, they wouldn't be able to. Right? Remember the rich man in hell? He said, I want to go back. I want to warn my family. You cannot go back. Even if one raised from the dead, they wouldn't believe. We're going to set a place for them. Mummying and guising were part of the festival from at least the early modern era. I'm going to go with after the Black or the Dark Ages, whereby people went door to door in costume reciting verses in exchange for food. I couldn't figure out what verses those were. I'm gonna go with probably not Bible verses. Maybe. Probably not. The costumes may have been a way of imitating and disguising oneself from the OC. or the Ishii. That's the spirit. You want to disguise yourself. Why would you want to disguise yourself from them if you're trusting in them for a harvest and a safe winter? Aren't they supposed to help you? That sounds dumb. Divination was also a big part of the festival and often involved nuts and apples. What? Nuts and apples? So, I like nuts. I eat apples. Apples and nuts were central to Samhain in divination rituals, particularly for predicting the future and finding a spouse. I want a spirit or a fairy to find me a spouse. That does not sound like a recipe for a successful marriage. I'm just going to say it. And I paid it with nuts and apples that it did not eat. It did not take them. They sat there and rotted. Yet I still trusted in it. It still came. Both fruits and nuts were also used as offerings to the dead. Why are you going to offer something to somebody that's dead? We went to a funeral this week. You know how many offerings we took for the dead? None. They're dead. What do they need anything for? They're not here. They threw flowers in with it. Man, they must have. No. Both fruits and nuts were used in offering to the dead and as symbols of the final harvest. So we just had a harvest. Let's get rid of some of it by giving it to the dead. That doesn't make any sense. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Well, bro, Luke, we're just going to the Old Testament now? Yep. Same God. We're not responsible today for keeping the law, the Old Testament law, but we are responsible to abstain from all appearances of evil, to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of unrighteousness. Verse 9, chapter 18, verse 9, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Abominations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive out from before thee. Drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. I'm going to put two and two together. This might be a stretch for you. Observing and celebrating Halloween is an abomination to God. And because of these abominations, for all that do these things are an abomination. So the thing is an abomination, and if you take part in it, you're an abomination. I don't want to be an abomination to God. That's not a good thing. And pass through the fire, you understand that's called child sacrifice. Child sacrifice. That's not fun. The Celts believed on the night of October 31st, the barrier between the living and the dead blurred, allowing ghosts to roam the earth. So I would stay in my house on that day because ghosts are demons. They're lying to you. Manifesting themselves to you. Why would it manifest itself to me? Because you don't have any sort of direction to God. You're swerved out of the way. You want it to happen. You're allowing it to happen. I've never seen a ghost. I know people who have. I 100% know people who have. And they'll, anyway, let's keep going. First, I'm on the top of page 3. To protect themselves, the people would wear costumes and light large bonfires to ward off spirits. That sounds smart, right? I'm going to wear a costume so they don't know who I am. Okay. I'm going to light a fire. What's that going to do? The Christian celebration of All Saints Day and All Souls Days stems from the belief that the powerful spiritual bond between those in heaven, the living, and the church penitent, which includes the faithful departed. In Catholic theology, the day commemorates all those who have attained the benefic vision of heaven. A vision of heaven? We don't see visions. Spiritual gifts were done away with at the end of the first century. We don't see visions. If you're seeing a vision, I can tell you who's giving you that vision. You're a little harsh up there, Brother Luke. I don't want you or anyone else involved with Satan. Is that so bad? So why do I bring up All Saints Day? Isn't that a good thing? Saints are good and all this kind of stuff? No. What are they saying? They're literally taking it and polishing it up and saying, look, it's different. It's totally different. Same thing. Romans chapter 1. And I normally would never say this. Bear with me. Dinner will be served after. So, Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Why do I have visions, Brother Luke? Because you're not retaining God in your knowledge. You don't care about God. You've blown him off and it's not a big deal. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Does that sound familiar to what we've been talking about this morning? Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things like costumes, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'm not writing scripture. I don't want to believe that. Worthy. It doesn't say you're gonna die. Worthy of death. I'm not gonna go trigger. I'm just gonna hand out candy. Have pleasure in them that do them. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Have pleasure. You're cherry picking, Brother Luke. Halloween is not a casual holiday that we can innocently partake in. It is a very serious holiday for all those that are anti-Christ and a form of worship for them. Patrick Mascarenhas, the founder of the media distribution company Jeremiah Films, in his movie Halloween Trick or Treat, it's a documentary, he said a Christian celebrating Halloween is like a Jew celebrating Hitler's birthday. That doesn't make sense at all. That's crazy. And I'm talking about the real Hitler, not the watered down Hitler that the media has been giving you for the past 10 years. I'm talking about the real Hitler, the one who slaughtered a bunch of them. The occult is being pushed and promoted in our society, in music, movies, TV, social media. You want anything, it's there. It is there. And it is almost always going to be disguised as something else and targeted towards children. Why would they target the kids? It's fun. Let me show you. Halloween was created to deceive us into worshiping Satan with them. You don't have to know that you are worshiping Satan to worship Satan. You understand that? All of the idols, the idolatry, even still today in this world, do they know they're worshiping Satan when they're doing that? No. They think they're worshiping these gods. They're not. They're worshiping Satan. Tricks and treats, masks and dressing up. Trick or treat has its origins in evil too. Dress up to trick or hide from bad spirits. And treat to honor good ones. So good ones are going to know who you are even though you're dressed up. And bad ones are not going to know who you are because you are dressed up. What? What? Besides all this, you're pretending to be something that you're not. 1 Corinthians, oh, I skipped over Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. It's more of the same. If you're like, I don't want to turn there, that's fine. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, the Bible's going to tell us. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such the like. That's the word, right? It's just like all appearances of evil, them that love to do it with them, and such the like. That kind of covers a lot of things. Such the like. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It's not saying you're going to lose your salvation. Don't be fooled by that. It's saying that your rewards are going to be gone because you're participating in this junk. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 17, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So do this, then he'll receive you. It's not, he's going to be with me, even if I'm doing this stuff. No, he's not. He will not. He will not do that. The number of Wiccans and other modern forms of paganism, although relatively small in comparison, is increasing, particularly in the United States and other English-speaking countries. It is one of the fastest-growing religions in the world. This growth is often attributed to the decline in traditional religious affiliation, a reaction against what some perceive as hypocrisy, legalism, or lack of meaning in the institutional religions. Listen, that is something that you should hear, church member, hear. Hypocrisy, legalism. I've heard that a ton. We ought not to be involved in that. Also appeals to the desire for more direct contact with nature and a sense of personal, spiritual empowerment. Increased interest in nature-based spirituality and desire for direct personal spiritual experiences that may be lacking in mainstream culture. Yeah, because we only have one spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. We don't have a ton of these randos that preach different things, that tell you what you want to hear, that have a prosperity gospel for you. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul warned of this in his first letter to Timothy. He warned of it. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit speaketh expressly, in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? To what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats with God, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, but to be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Then 2/3 of Americans believe in ghosts or aliens. That's weird. I discussed that at the beginning. I do. But you can give them whatever name you want. The Bible specifically calls them devils and demons. People are obsessed with the paranormal. There's plenty of TVs, ghost hunters and all that kind of stuff. Ancient alien. I mean, we could go on and on, which comes from the occult. 1 in 3 have felt an unexplained presence in their home. And 49% of people talk about them being a ghost or a demon. I don't have unexplained anymore in my home. They're all explained. Because it's one, it's the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, capital S. The occult is Latin for the word occultist, to cover, hide, or conceal. The purpose is to deceive, not just a philosophy or a pastime. Occultism is forbidden by God in the Bible, punishable by death. It is dangerous and not just superstition, but entry points for demonic oppression. Do you think they want to be your friend? They do not want to be your friend. They hate you. They want to oppress you. It has become so popular that secular science no longer denies the truth of the spirit world. They actually study it. Do you believe in a spirit world? In a spiritual world? A spiritual realm? You can say yes. That's where angels live. That's where demons live. We will get there. Bear with me. So many movies are geared towards our kids. These are only a few. These are ones I've seen. My kids have seen some of these. So I'm not up here preaching at you so high and mighty. I am guilty. Nightmare Before Christmas, The Witches, Monster House, Goosebumps, Monsters Incorporated. I saw that one in the theater. Jumanji, The Addams Family, Casper, Beetlejuice, Ghostbusters, Wicked, Hotel Transylvania, Caroline, Harry Potter, The Corpse Bride, and many, many others are targeted towards children and are all geared to promote the culture that loves and the occult, witches, spirits, magic, spells, evil, and death. We, as God's people, need to abstain from this wickedness and guard and fight against it. Ephesians chapter 6. How do you do that, Brother Lord? Brother Luke, you've given us plenty of reasons, but how? How? Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, not by yourself, but in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, and in the power of his might, not some spirit or fairy. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So he has provided you with a spiritual armor. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God, not part of it, all of it, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. You see, you can't do it alone. Jesus can, and he has provided you with an armor. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Okay? So my loin, you know, when I was in football, we had a pads right around our midsection, because it would hurt to get hit there. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. A breastplate is going to protect your heart and your lungs and other vital organs. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. On a work site, I could not wear the boots I have on now, because they're not steel-toe boots. You ever drop something on a bare foot? Well, that's the preparation of the gospel. Well, didn't Jesus prepare? No, the preparation of the gospel in your heart. In your heart, you have to use it. Let's stand and have the song leader and piano player come. Above all, taking the shield of faith.